So, this afternoon, I would like to offer you a guided meditation that was inspired by some of the discussions that have taken place in the group meetings and the individual meetings. All of us have different parts in ourselves. We are kind of like a combination of many different parts, many different selves, many different sub-personalities. And some examples of parts might be like an inner critic, constantly criticizing you or others. There might be a part that's really joyful and happy. There might be a part that wants to be in control of everything. There's a part that's wise and loving and compassionate. There could be a child that's feeling vulnerable and hurt. And some of these parts we might like, and some of them not so much. We might actually even hate some of them and really want to get rid some of them. But as you might have found out in your experience, like hating a part doesn't make it disappear. Typically, hating a part of ourselves just makes us feel even more tense, increase the inner struggling, increase our suffering. So what I'm hoping to offer you this afternoon is a way with which you can start to know these parts better, start to understand them better, get a better sense of what they are after and what they need, and how to become friends with them, hopefully. So I'm hoping that this meditation might help you to move from inner struggle in the direction of inner connection and harmony, to the direction of actually being a good friend to ourselves, to all parts, all sides of ourselves. So I'd like to invite you to find a comfortable, easeful posture to be sitting in. Again, for this kind of meditation, it's really important that you're as comfortable as possible. Feeling your body resting on the earth. Feeling the support of the earth. Letting your body relax. Your mind relax. Your heart relax. Feeling the exterior of the body, the outer surface of the body. In some parts of the body, there's body touching the ground or to another body part. in some other parts of the body, there's clothes touching the skin, maybe different fabrics in different parts of the body. Some of you have hair touching the skull. There's air touching parts of the skin. Some of you might have glasses or rings or bracelets or watches touching the skin as well. Can you also feel into the interior of the body, like feeling the inside of the mouth or the inside surfaces of the mouth and the tongue? Feeling your teeth and the gums. Your throat. Is it possible to feel your stomach as well? Feeling muscles in different parts of the body. Perhaps feeling the heart beating. Is it possible to feel the bones, like the sit bones or some other bones? Letting your attention permeate your whole body, the exterior and the interior. And meeting the body, meeting all these sensations with kindness and friendliness. Letting a sense of kindness to fill the body. Everything is met with and held by kindness, friendliness, and caring. Feeling into your mind, And whichever kind of a mind state or emotion you can find there. Also meeting it with friendliness, kindness, acceptance. Any thoughts you might have arise in this kind feel of attention. Now feeling into your heart, meeting the heart with kindness. Inviting the area of the heart to soften, to relax. Maybe even open a little bit. If it wants to. Inviting the heart to be as soft and open as it wants to in this moment. And I'm now going to mention some more examples of parts that some people are experiencing. You might experience some of them and some not. And you might also experience some parts that I'm not mentioning. This list is by no means exhaustive because there's an infinite number of possible parts. And after I've gone through this list, I would like to ask you to pick one part that resonates the most, one part that seems to call for your attention. And of course, you're also welcome to pick a part that wasn't mentioned in the list. And this is not an intellectual exercise of any kind. I would like to invite you to stay grounded in your body and in your mind and in your heart while I go through this list. And it's like when I mention a part, it's like I drop a pebble in a pond with still water. You feel into your body and your mind and your heart, and you try to feel the ripples the pebble is causing on the surface of the water of that pond. So I'm dropping pebbles in a pond, and you're feeling into your body, trying to see what kind of ripples come out. And these ripples, your reaction to these different parts, is meant to help you to see what your relationship to them is beyond thinking, beyond being intellectual or analyzing. And also for you to feel which parts are calling for your attention. So, let's start. feeling grounded in the body, feeling attentive. Some of you might have inside of you a child that feels sad or hurt or maybe lonely. There might be a child that feels really angry. There might be a child that's impulsive and cannot be controlled or confined very much. There might be an inner critic, someone who's constantly criticizing you or others or both, judging you or others or both. There might be a controller, there is somebody who wants to control your meditation and your life, wants everything to be under control, maybe even other people in your life. There might be a conscientious boy or girl in there, tunnollinen poika tai tyttö, somebody who's wanting to follow the schedule and all the meditation instructions really conscientiously. There might be somebody who really wants to please everybody, who really wants everybody to like us, and wants to make sure that nobody dislikes us. There might be somebody who wants to take care of the needs of everybody else before your own needs. There might be somebody who feels like a victim of life. Or a rebel, somebody who really cannot stand authorities or rules. There might be somebody who really likes to plan, keeps on planning. or somebody who has turned off your feelings in order to protect you from them. There might be someone who needs to be smiling all the time. Or someone who knows better than anyone else. Now I would like to invite you to choose one part that seems to resonate the most, that seems to wish or need your attention the most, who would like to be seen and heard and understood the most. And again, don't think about this, just like decide based on how you feel in your body and in your heart. And you can also choose a part that wasn't on this list. Now, after choosing that part, try feeling into it. How does it feel? What does it feel like? Where do you feel it? Maybe carefully, gently saying hi to that part. In as kind and friendly way as possible. Sensing if there's any kind of a response you get. If you feel that that part lives in a certain area of your body, you could try bringing a hand or your both hands on that area of your body to convey your kind intentions and your caring to that part. And it might be helpful to remember that this part is in all likelihood not evil or inherently bad. It just might be feeling hurt, or it might be trying to protect you and take care of you in its own simple way. Like it might want to be controlling your life in order to make you happy. It might not be the most skillful strategy. But its intentions are good and friendly. So in all likelihood, this part is not your enemy. It's your friend. sensing into the part, paying careful attention, asking if there's something that the part would like to hear right now. Is there anything that you would like to hear right now? You can let a phrase emerge on its own. It doesn't have to be any kind of an official metta phrase or compassion phrase. It could be anything. Like, it's okay. It's safe here. I'm here for you. I wish you well. It's okay for you to be there. I like you. I love you and accept you. So you could pick any phrase that resonates. Give it as a gift to the part, again and again, conveying your friendliness and caring through that phrase, giving the part what it needs. Give the part all the space that it needs. Let it be, let it change, whatever it wants to do. If it wants to be angry, let it be as angry as it wants. Just being there for the part, supporting it. Being its friend. You could ask the part, what do you need? Letting an answer emerge like the ripples on the pond. What do you need? Sometimes we might not get an answer, but if we do, we could try offering whatever it is that the part needs. Like if it asks for acceptance or love or warmth or caring, we could try to provide that with our words or our touch or some sort of visualization, like enveloping the part in a caring embrace or warm light. For the remainder of this meditation period, you could choose if you like to continue working with this current part. You're very welcome to do that. Or if you would like to switch to some other part, you're very welcome to do that as well. Is there any other part that calls for your attention? Like a part that feels like a failure. I never get anything right. Or maybe a part that feels that nobody loves me. Nobody loves me in this life. I'm not worthy of love. And if anybody really knew me, they wouldn't love me. Or any other part that calls for your attention. Or finally, if you like, you could let go of all this doing and just simply rest in a space of kind awareness. Resting with sensations, experiences arising and passing, a space of kind awareness.